Does working out really help you lose weight? Explained by a dietitian. This article is professionally reviewed by the registered dietitian Annette O'Neill. This audio article is part of the Raw Beauty Source audio blog. Why is exercising the most popular type of weight loss activity after dieting? Does it really matter that much? What does it do to your body? When people advise us to work out, do they mean cardio, stretching, weightlifting, or participating in sports? Do weight loss results depend on exercise intensity? If you have ever asked yourself these questions, this article is for you. It doesn't matter if you love your workout time or persistently intend to avoid exercise as a weight management activity. Knowing what happens to your body when you do sports is very important. Let's get started. Does working out make you lose weight? Working out equals energy expenditure, which equals calorie burn. Working out has become a popular method for weight loss due to the fact that when exercising, your body burns more calories than in a passive or relaxing position. And according to the nutrition law, if you burn more calories than you consume in a day, in other words, entering a calorie deficit, you start burning fat. In that sense, increasing your physical activity in combination with reducing your calorie intake allows you to burn more calories and achieve better weight loss results. But that is only in theory. Here's the advice from the registered dietitian and nutritionist Annette O'Neill. Quote, weight training and cardio go hand in hand. When and what you eat go hand in hand as well. After all, you need to properly nourish to build and maintain muscle from your workouts and maintain an active metabolic rate. Discovering movement, play, and eating good food is far more fun than counting calories in and out. End of quote. It's true that the most intensive exercises, like running, aerobics, Tabata, and cardio in general, help you burn more calories from physical activities. This is because they require a larger energy expenditure. In that sense, doing high-intensity workouts seems like a promising way to improve your weight. Furthermore, a 2017 study suggests that while high and moderate intensity workouts can significantly reduce the body weight of obese individuals, low-intensity exercises can also stimulate additional energy expenditure, but are less likely to support significant fat loss. However, the study does not specify whether the individuals who participated in the trials restricted their calorie intake. Here's a tip from the registered dietitian Annette O'Neill. Quote, our bodies are designed to move. Exercise and movement to your ability is always a good thing to do to promote a healthy lifestyle. End of quote. Can you lose weight only with exercise? Here's what the registered dietitian Annette O'Neill says. Quote, it baffles me why the question of exercise or nutrition intake even comes up. What people don't realize is that maintaining a healthy weight is actually not difficult. The extremes trip us up, exercising, not exercising, overeating, and undereating. Balance and consistency is the answer. End of quote. A 2019 paper suggests that effective weight loss can be achieved through a combination of reduced calorie intake, diet, and increased energy expenditure, exercise. Furthermore, the study implied that exercising by itself is not enough to stimulate weight loss, but can be effective in weight loss support and preventing yo-yo effect, as well as weight regain. These outcomes support the results of 23 other diverse exercise training studies. In other words, you can try to lose weight only with exercises, but the results are unlikely to be satisfying. Why exercise doesn't help with weight loss? That question is wrongly but commonly asked. Exercising indeed helps you lose weight faster when you combine it with an appropriate diet, as it increases the number of calories you burn on a daily basis. However, there is one main problem with using physical exercises as the only weight loss tool. It's unlikely you'll burn enough calories. Even though we get 100% of our daily calories from food, we burn them in different ways. Depending on our metabolism, we burn between 60 and 75% of the food we consume by simply existing. This is called the resting metabolic rate and tells us how many calories we burn in resting position. The body naturally uses this energy to maintain body temperature, proper organ functions, blood circulation, cell reproduction, breathing, and other. And surprising or not, this accounts for the largest portion of daily energy expenditure. That being said, we use 10% of the daily calorie intake to digest the food we eat and burn about 10 to 30% of the calories through physical activity. This is not applicable to professional athletes as they use more energy. Approximately 10% is needed for walking, cooking, cleaning, fidgeting, or for other regular activities such as chores. And to increase the portion of energy expenditure from physical activity above 30%, you need to spend a lot of time working out every day. However, in order to prevent overexercising and accumulating excess stress in your body, you should plan your weight loss journey very carefully and with the help of a fitness professional. Here's a tip from the registered dietitian Annette O'Neill. Quote, weight training or overloading muscle to fatigue by using your own body weight and or by handheld weights or weight resistance equipment will help you increase lean muscle in your body. We burn calories to build and keep this muscle, as well as raise metabolic rate so we burn more calories throughout the day, including at rest and during cardio exercises, making cardio exercise more effective. End of quote. What are the benefits of exercise? As mentioned, working out can effectively support weight loss when combined with diet, but it has other health benefits that should not be neglected. According to Harvard Health Publishing, doing moderate intensity exercises for 30 minutes a day or high intensity exercises for 15 minutes a day can improve your health and well-being. The US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention emphasize the following benefits of moderate intensity exercises for at least 150 minutes per week. Support weight loss and maintain weight after dieting. Improved mental health and better mood, lower rates of depression and anxiety. Improved concentration and cognitive function. Reduced risk of heart disease and heart attack. Reduced risk of type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome. Reduced risk of some types of cancer like bladder, breast, colon, kidney, and lung cancer. Stronger and healthier bones and joints. Better develop muscles. And increased chance of living longer. Besides, a 2020 study evidenced that the benefits of increased physical activity can be related to healthier food choices and decreased appetite. Furthermore, the research results showed that the benefits of working out are unlikely to be offset by food rewards. Conclusion. Considering all those benefits, we can conclude that regular moderate intensity exercises can significantly improve your well-being. And even if they're not very effective for weight loss on their own, they can help you achieve faster results when combined with a suitable diet. Thank you for listening to this article. For more audio articles, visit the Raw Beauty Source audio blog.